The Public Safety Board recently sought input on the two issues following requests from local residents to make the speed limit and stop sign changes. Board Chair Sid Bacom said he heard from 56 people in favor of increasing the speed limit to 35 miles an hour on Sandy Beach Road. There were another 54 people against the change and 30 others who wanted to see it boosted, but only to 30 miles per hour. Bacom said the input would be given to Police Chief Kelly Swihart.
With us seeking public input, we're trying to give the chief information from the public on their wishes on this. The more data we can give him, the better decision he can make. This is an issue that does go to the chief of police. He is in control of city roads.
Bacom said the ongoing issue was raised again by local residents who requested the speed limit increase. Petersburg's city council voted to reduce the speed limit on North Nordic Drive and Sandy Beach Road back in 2007. That was a year after the city took over those roads from the state. The issue came before the then city council in 2008, but elected officials made no change that year in face of strong opposition to the increase. A number of Sandy Beach Road residents told the board Wednesday to leave the limit at 25. Bev Sirks walks on that road and was concerned with drivers.
I purposely moved myself and the dog off of that little area where I can walk because I don't feel it's safe when they're exceeding the speed limit right now. So if you raise that speed limit by another 10 miles an hour and we don't have sidewalks on either side on that road with all that foot traffic, we're just asking for trouble.
Opponents of the speed limit increase asked to hear the argument for a higher limit. Board member Jim Engel summed up some of the sentiment, but was not in favor of the move.
The repetitive theme was inconvenience and too slow.
That's it.
That was the argument. And if it was up to me tonight, my advice to the chief was let's take it off the table. Let's be done with it.
The board made a recommendation to keep the limit at 25, and that passed with only Sally Dwyer voting against it. Another issue before the board was a request for more stop signs to slow traffic on Ira 2 Street. Mary Midkiff said her concern was the traffic using Ira 2 to go up the hill to the post office.
Not that we've had a lot of accidents, but just realizing there's a lot of traffic using this little unpaved road that doesn't need to. I think if they had to stop at least once, they would just go out on the Hagen, which is where they should be because it's the highway.
The board also discussed safety concerns with children playing on the streets in that residential area and a nearby public park. Board Chair Bacom said he also heard from people who did not want new stop signs added to the street, but board member Sally Dwyer thought new signs would not be a big hardship.
I just don't think putting stop signs at 4th and 6th are going to be that much of a hardship. I mean, we do it on lots of streets. Stop, stop, stop. You have the choice to go around or go Main Street and then up or go up Haugen and up. I mean, you have choice, but if you don't mind stopping every 200 feet, go on one of the side streets. I mean, it just doesn't seem like that big a deal to me.
The board unanimously approved a motion to have Board Chair Bacom work with the Public Works Director and the Police Chief to make that decision on new stop signs. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.